The American Indian Higher Education Consortium has blasted the White House's proposed cuts, saying it's deeply concerned that the Trump budget for fiscal year 2027, quote, does not align with the administration's stated policies to support rural America and expand access to higher education. But Wanda Parisian, president of Turtle Mountain Community College in Belcourt, North Dakota, says this renewed call is a disheartening prospect.
Our programs are going to be cut, so we're going to have fewer students. If we have fewer students, we're not going to have the money to pay our instructors.
Another tribal institution of higher learning is Nueta Hidatsa and Saknish Community College in Fort Berthold. Its president, Twyla Baker, says she and other administrators will be working with congressional representatives to challenge this proposed cut.
Our representatives are highly cognizant of the fact that we are economic drivers in our communities. The TCUs, we generated $3.8 billion for the U.S. economy and supported over 40,000 jobs in healthcare and government and retail.
Besides the disruption caused, should the cuts to tribal colleges and universities be implemented, tribal administrators say it'd be a violation of the federal government's trust and treaty obligation to tribes. Tommy K. Phillips is president of Sitting Bull College in Fort Yates, North Dakota. She's cautiously optimistic the funding cuts will be thwarted eventually.
I believe that we will get the funding. It just doesn't make sense for them not to fund us. You know, we make do with what we have if we have to. Our ancestors went through worse things, and we will always be okay.
The proposed cut to tribal colleges and universities comes to roughly $160 million and includes TCUs, institutes operated by the Bureau of Indian Education, technical colleges, and scholarships. It came through the U.S. Interior Department, helmed by former North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum. A request for comment on the proposal to Secretary Burgum was not answered. For National Native News, I'm Brian Bull.